Shalom, everyone. The Week of Conversations with Maitreya is open to everyone. You can raise your hand and ask your questions. Please keep your questions on topic, Mission of Maitreya, Eternal Divine Path. We ask everyone to go to our website and learn the teaching first, so your questions will be on topic. Be articulate and keep your questions in the spirit of learning and inquiry. Be a seeker and empty the cup of your previous knowing for the new wine of God. Keep the questions in the highest level. Ask about the teachings and be mindful that you are holding the energy at its highest. Questions will be taken in text also, but only one at a time. Treat the room as being in our cyber church and hearing a lecture. Please listen to the complete answer to your last question before typing another question. If you'd like to listen to his, Maitreya's, previous lectures, satsang, we already have them running 24 hours a day in the room, Discourses by Maitreya, God's Words Continuously, Religious Groups section. Shalom and welcome to everyone.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the conversation room. As usual, we will be here for an hour and a half together. We will be going through our teachings and we have conversation together of this new revelation that have come to humanity. Of course, the best news for last week was that the government of Australia and all the parties there now are informed of this revelation, and they are sent their materials and have been told what is God's will for the next phase of human evolution, and therefore they are informed of God's will. That is a good idea for everybody in your nation or country. Send our materials to your parties and your governments and inform them that this is the God's will. And if they want to bring peace, unity, and prosperity to humanity, and eventually create an environment that everybody is longing for, this is the way to go. Therefore, it's encouraged that everybody do the same thing as the OpenAI did and send to your governments and representatives the will of God, so maybe they are also guided and know how to approach the next step in human evolution. We hope that you have gone to our website again and you have been in our rooms during the week and know about the teachings and have come here to see how your religion falls into this overall umbrella of the revelations and how all the revelations have come from the same God, and now they have been put together and the end time indeed have been revealed to humanity. Even the greatest prophets and visionaries could not receive this vision and this revelation because it was sealed. It was kept away from the human understanding and revelations to this time. It is clearly in the Bible says that those which he had the vision even could not reveal it to man, and it will be a mystery until this seventh revelation comes. Therefore, this is the truth. This is from God, and all the religions and those who have prophets should come and see the word of God, not their own understanding or dogmas or preachers or rabbis or mullahs, but what did God said will happen at end time. So no one could have known this truth until the seventh angel come, and it is then that the mystery of God will be revealed to humanity. Therefore, if you have any religions that says, you know, this will not come, that is a dogma. If any religion says we are different than the rest of humanity, ours is better, or we are the chosen one or we are the last one. Those are human understanding, because God's revelation and words is clear that there will be seven revelations before the whole mystery of God will be finished. This is the message we have to give to whole humanity and invite them to come here and see that this revelation not only unified all the religions of the world, but also it shows how to bring the kingdom of God on earth and how, based on the eternal divine path, this is possible. It's not a revelation or the teachings that says ours is better than yours or yours is bad and the other one is good, but it's a revelation that is based on the word of God. It is the fulfillment of the expectation of all religions on earth. It is the word of God based on accepted scriptures, including Bible, Old Testament, New Testament, Quran, and Upanishads, and Vedas, and all the other scripture that has come to man. It is not a religion that separates and brings destruction and wars on man, but it brings the healing power between them and let them see each other as a part of a greater truth. Therefore, our healing power in this lifetime is our message. The miracle of this mission is the message, because it has the greatest healing power ever released to humanity. And therefore, all of us have to recognize this clearly and realize there is nothing more important in our lives, nothing, than this message, this revelation, the word of God, and we have been called as the chosen people, as the paraviprasas, as elects, as those who have been called as the first fruit to take this message to humanity in every way possible. So more and more people can see this revelation clearly and accept it and come together and create the community of light and the facilitating body. And eventually, as the Sangha Chaturvam clearly says, as we know one another, we will become one. At this time, humanity do not know each other very well. They have been separated by hundreds and thousands of miles from each other. They could not have this closeness that we have with the transportations that we have, with the internet, with the news. It has never happened that a war will happen in another nation and you can see it right in your sitting room, in your TV. You can communicate with someone in the other side of the world in a second. Therefore, we are becoming closer to each other. Of course, if the two neighbors hate each other, they might create wars and destruction for one another. But if the neighbors to come to know each other and realize they are all good people, but they have different ideas, some people put the butter at the top of the bread and some put it in the bottom, just accept it. Okay, you can eat butter two ways, doesn't matter. That should not become a point of contention and war and destruction. This tolerance, and also with this revelation, humanity eventually will bring the healing power among themselves and start getting to know one another. You are all the children of God. You are all humans. You have the same kind of frailty, ideas, ego, and not different. You're all humans. So how can one be better than the other one? One must be more educated, more civilized, more better mannered, or cleaner, or smell better, or whatever. But inside that skin is the same essence of God that is in you. There is no difference. Of course, as we know, as we get to know one another better and become closer, those little differences will vanish. And of course, with the way God has revealed to humanity, we can bring them closer to each other, and those differences also will eventually vanish in the background, and you become closer to each other. So we have started a great movement, a great march toward bringing the kingdom of God on earth, but we are not there. There are humans that are still hanging into their religions and beliefs and dogmas, and they cannot let go of. They're creating separation, destruction. People are fearful because their economy or their lifestyle has been threatened, and they want to keep it to what they are used to. So any change is equal with confusion. Even in a spiritual progress, when somebody goes from one level of a spiritual understanding to another one, for a period of time there will be confusion, there will be chaos in one's life or spirit, but eventually when everything is cleared up and that person sees the next level clearly, they will be in a better shape. That's exactly what's happening on earth. But this is the way to that next step. This revelation, eternal divine path, comings of light. And this is the message that everyone to see. It is from God. It is being prophesied. It is here. And the sooner we let everybody knows, including of our governments and parties and people, that they are trying to run our lives, the sooner they might see that theirs is not working, and they relent their ideas to God's idea and eventually bring God's way to humanity, and that will lead to unity, peace, and prosperity for everybody. And this is really not just a cult or a idea or a little truth that somebody found or someone who cooked up some, you know, event that being from the outer space came and told me to do this or to do that. It is the revelation that God sent will come. It is not comparable with any other religions or movement or ideas. This is the next evolutionary step for humanity. And this is what all of us have been waiting for many lifetimes. We came with Adam, we were his disciples or close associate. We came with Noah, we came with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. We were with Christ and Muhammad and Bob. Many of you have been, you know, martyred many times for your ideal. So you are a strong, idealistic people that have come for many lifetimes to fulfill God's will. And now you have come and are connected to this revelation. Therefore, again, we are together to see this through, that it will happen eventually, and we have to meditate on this and see what is action that you can take that will be most effectively spread this mission and this message to humanity. Anything you can, your neighbors, your city, your schools, your government, your even United Nations, if somebody has connection there, you know, you can let them know, you know, there are a lot of good people there, they want to see the kingdom comes. But of course they have their own ideas and they are more secular and they're having a hard time to bring God into their work. But this teaching is logical, it's based on science. Even a secular person can see that it is a logical revelation from the Spirit. And the Spirit is the consciousness. Everybody believes in consciousness. If you don't have consciousness, you don't have conscience. And therefore you will not be able even to see or feel, to decide, or anything like that. Therefore, it is logical. It's not a God sitting on a chair up there, you know, always angry and yelling at humanity. It is a revelation based on the truth. That is the truth of the matter. The ultimate manifestation of God is formless, invisible, nameless, and eternal. It is the consciousness and the three creative forces. We don't even give the name to this God, as maybe some Muslim, they think its name is Allah. But Allah is not a name, it's a mantra. So ours is much more unifying even in that aspect. It's a formless, nameless, invisible and eternal God. But this revelation is the ultimate truth that I've come to shatter all the narrowness and misunderstanding in humanity. Of course, this room is for conversation with me, and if I say something that it brings some question to your mind, or you have something that you have gone to our website and your curiosity have been arose about something that we have not covered yet. But of course, also, we have covered many, many answers. The tapes and the teachings are all posted in the website, and you can go and search and listen and download all the audios of the conversations and the satsang that has been given. That has been going on for more than 20 years, and we have hundreds and thousands of people who have asked questions in all topics can be imagined that can be asked. So that's another place that you can go to find all about these teachings and this realization. So if you have a question, you can go there. And also here, of course, is for you to come and let us have conversation about the mission. Mission of Maitreya, of course, basically is the revelation that has been prophesied to come at the end time. And this is the end time. We can see the whole earth is in upheaval, and it seems no one has the answer. Even those who think they have the answer, later on they realize they made a mistake. The way they went is not correct. And they will not succeed, because that is what God said, that there is no other way. God has been trying to tell humanity from the very beginning of creation and coming of Adam that your salvation is me. I am your God that brings salvation, and as far as human keep hanging to their own understanding, they will have problem. It's just like a little child want to fix a broken car. That child doesn't know how the car works. What's the mechanic of the car? Where are the cylinders and the electric distributors and all those things that they have to be put in a correct way to work, you know, fine. And that is exactly what the holiest of the holy is. It's a manual. It is the way given to humanity for the ultimate salvation of man. And no other religion has the whole manual. They have a part of it. And that's why they're so confused. You know, like just giving a mechanic only a part of the engine and tell him to fix the car. They can't. It's not going to work. The parts are not perfect. He doesn't know how everything relates to each other. Now the whole manual is given to humanity. That's how it works. Their mystical path. They are the revelation that is given to the Far East, mostly. Hinduism and Buddhism and all the related religions. That's the first step. Close your eyes. Close your senses. Because your senses are like a wild horses pulling you toward the external world. To the Maya. That's the first step in your spiritual progress. It's the first step in the manual. You close your eyes. You let the energy go within. You gain control over the wild horses. So the wild horses cannot take you where they want to take you, but you take the wild horses where you want to take them. Then the wild horses become tamed horses. They become a pleasure to ride, a pleasure to have. Then you have five strong, powerful horses to base your actions on. Then you will be concentrated on the will of God to do what is required to create the kingdom of heaven on earth. Your senses doesn't put you in a situations that are not godly or is not based on God's work. You control the senses. That's the first step. That's, of course, the mystical path. Experience with God. When you have an experience with God, then you know the truth. But if you follow a religion, a set of dogmas, and man-made ideas, then you have a religion. There are probably more than 5.5 or more billion, billion people on earth that have religion, and they believe that they know God. But the true religion or truth is when you experience God and you know God truly exists and there is no separation between you. Otherwise, you're just going to accept the preacher's word, or in my word even, for the truth without knowing yourself or progressing in a greater degree, and still you keep your ego and you do not see yourself clearly. And of course, that is not what is God wants. God wants everybody to know themselves clearly and become a master of their own domain, of their own self and soul. That's why we have given you the path, the way to do that. But who is going to do it? You are going to do it. As Christ said, even when he healed people, and clean spirit went and found 7 more, and their estate became worse. That means that even Christ realized if the people don't learn how to heal themselves, they still might be in problem or trouble because they haven't learned how to do it, and they will not be able to heal themselves. So if I follow Eternal Divine Path and I tell you all how the Eternal Divine Path works, but you don't go and follow it, it's not going to help you. So this is the time for humanity to grow up, to become mature. Even those who are elects have to recognize and realize each of you have to become a son of God. Each of you, you have to be connected to God directly. And how you can be directly connected to God? By following the eternal divine path, the last revelation of God, creation of the communities of light, becoming a facilitating body, becoming a part of this truth and the mission. This mission, you know, ask for action. This mission ask for your understanding of the plan of God. And maybe that's why there's not too many people have joined the mission, because many people just want somebody to come and do it for them, and it's not going to happen. I promise all of those people who are waiting for a Messiah to come and say, here it is, peace and kingdom come on earth in half an hour, and it will, it won't happen. It never happened. If it could have happened that way, God didn't have to go through the elaborate changing of human to what we are, closing of the third eye, creating a man doesn't have the connection to a spirit, and they think they are only the body, take the telepathic ability away and all that, to make a helpless human to what they are. Human in the beginning was not helpless. They had connection to the spirit. What happened these days, if somebody become a little connected to a spirit, they go and get a 900 number and they start making money out of what they have gained a little. So if God wanted or did not want every unit consciousness consciously go to him, he didn't have to go through these evolutionary steps to make human helpless to this point, and then he releases the steps to go back to him one at a time as a religion for the last 12,000 years. So it is you have to meditate. It is you have to awaken your spiritual forces. It's you who have to realize this teaching in a deeper level. And of course, when you realize it, we become one. You become a co-worker in God's work, and we will work together closely to bring God's kingdom to earth. But for those who are waiting for a powerful Messiah to come and do it for them, it will not happen. Give them the bad news that you are waiting in vain, because that is not how God works. History has shown it clearly. That is not how God works. He sent a messenger who is a human, and he prophesied for a long time for him to come. And when he comes, he clearly has all the backing and the resume need for him to go to humanity and tell them, I am a prophet of God, and I have this message for you. And that's exactly happened here. He clearly prophesied for hundreds and thousands of years in all religions of the world that there is going to be one final revelation, there is going to be a final manifestation, a final message for humanity, and that will bring unity to all the religions on earth, and his kingdom will come. And this has happened now, therefore our resume is impeccable. Okay. There is no other human on earth can, you know, bring such a resume to humanity. And therefore, the authority is given to this mission to bring the kingdom of heaven on earth. And now, of course, you know it. You also know God have called you for this. And this time, of course, God is behind this. It's 100%. It is not a part of the revelation that God will not complete it, because he knows later on those which will be lost will come back again at this time. That's why he didn't write the Quran down when Prophet Muhammad was on earth. And there was more than one version of it. And some people say, is that the wisdom of God? If that revelation comes and then God let it not to be perfect? Yes, it is. Because that wasn't the perfect revelation from God. That was only a part of the perfect revelation. And only when the perfect revelation comes, then God will make it very sure it will not be changed. It will be published. It will be written down and put into the internet and corrected and purified to a point that that revelation cannot be changed at all, because it's going to be only one version. It's been revealed through the chosen person who God said will bring this revelation and will put on the internet. Therefore, we can say this is the wisdom of God indeed, that he created an environment for this revelation to reach every corner of the world in this time. It could not have come from Prophet Muhammad. It could not have come from Christ. It could not have come from Moses. God knew about the internet. God knew about electricity. God knew about everything that we have. It's not something that scientists suddenly realized it and say, oh, there is electricity. The only thing happened, God guided those scientists to tame that electricity and use it for human progress. But God already knew all of these. Why didn't he give that to Prophet Muhammad or Christ or other people? Because it wasn't time for it. They were not perfect. They were not the last revelation of God. But this now is, and you guys are all over the world, and you are hearing this revelation so clearly, and you can go with a couple of click of your mouse to our website and see the whole plan of God there. It's unprecedented what is happening here. And it's, of course, you might say, oh, there's other religious or groups now that have the same capability. Yeah, that's true. But they don't have all the resume that God gave to this revelation. Therefore, of course, a lot of people will use God's blessings and take the crumbs, fall from the table. But the truth is, the feast is this, and those who are invited to this feast will have the best of the best. Therefore, the planning is perfect, his wisdom is great, his understanding is impeccable, his timing is correct, and the revelation is perfect. So we awaken our spiritual forces. We meditate. Again, the next step is you who have to create the comings of light. The next step is to inform everybody to this new revelation. If you cannot create the comings of light, at least come closer to the mission and become a facilitating body. It is indeed the blessing of God that have called us for this revelation. And God owes no one nothing. Indeed, we owe all ourselves that we have so blessed to receive this revelation of God and act as such that He has blessed us that brought us this revelation. And when you create the communities of light or become a member of the facilitating body or a supporter of this movement. This movement is huge. It's talking about bringing the kingdom of heaven on earth. We need support in every level, physically, mentally, and spiritually, to get this going. It's not another small little group that say, don't worry about it, just meditate and you're going to be okay. He says, no, you have to become a productive member of the society, and then of course help this movement at the same time. And this is a calling all around, in all levels, in your life and your community and everything. It's a new wine. We're trying to create a new earth and a new heaven. Everything is going to be nude and renewed. That's why it's so odd to a lot of people. They think it's going to stay the way they see it. The earth is going to stay the way they envision it and accept it as the way it is. It's not going to be the same. The earth will be changed. The new earth and new heaven will come. And this is the preparation of that. Our meditation of awakening of our spiritual forces, of understanding of the eternal divine path, all the religions of the world, how they are unified, how God sent them, all of them, to humanity. So, the call is out. You have heard it. You have been with it. In a sense, you know, my mission is really done. I have brought the revelation to humanity and to you. You have heard it. Now it is up to you to take it to every level in humanity. And spread this message out. Of course, they are going to be resisting it. Maybe you are afraid to be resisted. You're afraid to be rejected. You're afraid that your family say you're crazy or something. And if you have those fears that you haven't seen the vision, the fire have not cut with you, you have to let the fire up you so high that no matter if the whole world is against you, you know you are correct. You are saying the truth. They are incorrect where they are going. This is the best news for humanity. This is the next step of human evolution. That's where we are going to go. That is the train going to God and bringing His kingdom on earth. Why do you want to be in any other train that the one is chosen and clearly revealed where the humanity is going to go? His kingdom is going to come. The question is, do you want to be in the kingdom or not? The question is, do you want to be in that train, or are you going to just sit and say, I don't know, maybe I go, maybe I don't, maybe I get into train, maybe I stay in the sideline. Hey, train is going to go. You stay in the sideline, the train is gone, and you are going to be left with those who will not be in the kingdom. So we need, not really need, but we could use all the help from all the humanity who have reached, well, heard this message. But of course, we know that it's going to happen no matter what. No matter what, this revelation will be fulfilled. But it's nice to be a part of it and see the people that they really are connected and dedicated to it. And they have seen the vision. Of course, we don't want you to dedicate yourself to the mission if you haven't seen the vision, that's for sure. You know, this is not something that should be forced on anybody. It should come from your own personal heart. I am saying the truth, but that doesn't mean I'm forcing you to do it and say, Maitreya said it, therefore I have to do it. No. You have to see the vision clearly. How God promised Abraham and Abram that he will have prophets coming from both of his children, Isaac and Ishmael. How he fulfilled them. How he sent those prophets that he said that he will send. How he prophesied there is going to be seven seals, seven angels, seven prophets, seven revelation. How he fulfilled them, all of them. Now how he sent all these in this revelation clearly. If you see the vision and you become one with it, and you are still able to walk away from this mission, then you haven't seen the vision. You have not seen the vision clearly. You have not realized that indeed it's from God. And you are absolutely surrendered and submitted to that will. And of course it's becoming more and more difficult for humanity to have that dedication because the Maya is much more powerful too. Everybody is asked buy, have, play, see, watch, listen, and they're pulling you in all directions. Be your own God. Don't worry about God. You are God yourselves. Yes, you are. But you manifest the real God in your spirit. You become a good wood, which have a good fire. The fire that comes from the wood. Good wood will ignite many other good woods to become fire. And as we have more woods who will join this fire, there is going to be a roaring of fire on earth that will bring the beauty that humanity is looking for. Therefore, work on yourselves. Work on the wood. Work on your essence. The greater that essence will become, the greater personality and person you will be. And you will have the fire of God and this revelation in your heart and your being in a greater degree. And then you will be manifesting great thing on earth for humanity. And all will see that and will marvel how all these wonderful woods, wonderful essence, wonderful beings have come to earth. And they're all fired up with this new revelation of God, that they have unified all religions of the world. They can talk with a Muslim and make them to realize that indeed they have to come and join this new revelation because theirs is not perfect. They can talk to a Baha'i and they will see, yes, indeed, this revelation comes shortly after their revelation. As God says, wait a short time after the fifth seal, this revelation will come. It's not going to be 1,000 years. It's a very short period of time. 200 years is a short time in God's timing. You can talk to a Christian and let them realize that their teachings has been greatly affected with the pagans' teaching and also Christ, you know, have come here to finish many things and release the grace. Anybody who believes in Christ will receive the grace. But Prophet Muhammad and Bab and Baha'u'llah and all the other religions and teaching also is from God, and therefore they have to overcome the words of Paul and come and see the truth of the word of God that he said there's going to be seven revelation and all that. So you become a source of knowledge, source of inspiration, our religions. They might resist you, but keep at it. Go to new people. See the people who are ready. They will come to you after a while. They, just like a cold people in the darkness that see a bonfire somewhere, and they will come to that fire because they want to become warmed up. They want to see the light. And of course, if they came to you, guide them to the mission. Guide them to God. Don't attach them to yourselves. Then you become a false prophet. You become in the way of God. As the teachers, rabbis, mullahs, fathers, sons, gurus, and many, many others have become. They have become God themselves. They have attached man to themselves and start taking them to God. They tell them anything, anything at all, as well as they can keep them connected to them. Not in this mission. I connect you to God. So if you are fired up with this teaching, be very careful not to become an obstacle, not to become a log in the way to God, but purely let God come through and purely guide them to God. So therefore, you are absolutely free and you become a connector of humanity to the highest. Instead of connecting them to yourself, and after a while you have no choice but to create some dogmas and ideas which is not godly. And then we will have a religion with a lot of teachers who separate each teacher from another, and we will have another movement that will die very fast, as many other religions are dead at this time. Because people are not going to God, they are not connected or directed to God, they are connected to whatever the preacher thinks is correct, and they discard the word of God and revelations and teach their own understanding. Human understanding is not perfect. God's revelation and words are. If we can create 144,000 of such beings on earth, and a couple of millions of supporters of this 144,000, we indeed can shake this earth from its foundation. We can make humanity see clearly the word of God. We will not have a Hindus, Buddhists, Muslim, Jews, Christian, Baha'is, we will have realized people. We will have people who are connected to God. Then we can make other people see the dogmas and the religions and tell them, have you ever experienced God yourself directly? If you have not, then you are following man's ideas, because you don't know. You might have gone to a movie or read a book, and you come to me and tell me about it. Still, I have not seen that movie or read that book. I don't know the details. I don't know as much as you do. But if I go to that movie myself or read that book, then I know the details and I can talk to you about what you read and then what I read, and we can compare notes. You might have read it and have a different take than I, but at least the plot in general will be the same. It's an experience of oneness and an experience of incredible realization. It is something that will change your life. And that's why you have to meditate. You have to awaken your spiritual forces. You have eventually to have a direct relationship with God. If we can create communities that many of them have such an experience, then that community will work like a well-oiled and tuned car. It will hum, and it will be a great place for everybody. But if we create the communities that people do not have that experience, or they pretend to have that experience, and they still have their ego, and you can see the ego is still there, then that pretense is just an ego trip by itself. And that community, of course, is not the community of light, and the members in it are not experiencing God. But if we have communities that at least few in them have experienced God, they can probably guide those who are pretending or not experiencing God, eventually experience the same thing. So the whole idea is for humanity in this time, go back to God, experience God, create an environment that they can meditate, they can awaken their spiritual forces. That needs a new earth and new heaven. That needs a new understanding of human being and God's revelation. This is where the call of God is. He's telling humanity, for the last 12,000 years, I left you alone. I made you have history. What have you done for the last 12,000 years? Did you create the kingdom of God on earth? Did you bring peace? Did you bring unity? I have revealed different parts of my plan to different part on earth through different prophets. I have let you create your own system, your own nations, your own races and understanding and ideas. You have made a mess out of it. That's enough. This is now time for my way, which work and will bring the kingdom of God on earth and bring unity to humanity. And my way is better because I have created you, I have created this universe, and I know how it works. A community of light is a place that best human can progress physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, individually, and collectively. That is where humanity have other humans to relate to. That is where humanity will satisfy their physiological and safety needs in the easiest way possible. That is where eventually they learn how to get along and live with one another and create a place that they have time to meditate. They have time to do yoga. They have time to exercise. They have time to eventually bring pure beings that they will become wonderful couples and bring very high souls to humanity in this community of light. Children who will be taught from the very beginning, the goal of the life is to become divine. The goal of life is not to play games all your life. The goal of life is not to become a doctor or a professor or a lawyer or this or that, but to become divine. So such children will grow up with satisfaction of being in a community close to many wonderful souls, and they know why they are here from the very beginning. They will be encouraged to become godly. Of course, the more children are godly, the more godly environment they will have, and their colleagues and peers will not pull them toward ungodly things that has been taught all over the place. So it's a fantastic vision of God for humanity. It is truth. It is based on God's words and revelation. It unifies all religions, fulfills all the prophecies, and of coming of this revelation indeed is perfect in every sense you look at it, in every sense you measure it. And therefore, you have to become a natural man. What is a natural man? Natural man is a person who strips himself or herself of all the teachings and all the dogmas and all the brainwashing that society has brought them from the childhood to where they are. They're absolutely through everything from their culture, from their religion, from their environment, and strip themselves absolutely naked of everything that influenced them from the childhood. Throw them away. They become a pure essence, a book or a piece of paper that has nothing written on them. Then they go and write everything back the way God said will happen and wants humanity to be. So they are free of all those bondages that, you know, the moment you tell somebody you are a Christian, you are a Muslim, you are a Hindu, you are a Buddhist, the moment you say that, you are putting a bondage on that person. You are bounding him down. How to unbound a person? I'm not nothing. I am a child of God. Don't label me. Don't put something on me that absolutely bound me. I want to be free. And when you want to be free, you have to become as natural and as close to your essence as you were when you were born or you've been created as that essence. Then how I can remake this essence to absolutely godly? That's when you write God's word, His revelations, His words, His plan in yourself. That's how God did it. In the beginning, there was a chaos, there was a darkness that brought imbalance to the universe. And the universe went out of the balance and created an environment that some part of it separated itself from the essence, from God. And He created the history and revelation and all that to this point. And in this point He says, here it is. That was my plan. That was what I did. That's how you create the history to show man, you cannot do it by yourself, man. Your ideas is not gonna work. Your ideas are man-made and is colored with ego and separatism and superiority complex and this and that. You're not gonna bring peace. Because whatever you do, create karma, create weight on you, and eventually will bring the destruction. They eventually seem to have a question on the board. Why did Esau read from the book of Isaiah to confirm his position if the Old Testament was lost according to the New Revelation? What did Esau read from the book of Isaiah? Okay, well, I see what you mean. Okay. Okay, the book was lost, but they did find a book. They did find something that they accepted as the Old Testament. When they came back from the Persia to the Holy Land, to Israel, to Jerusalem, somebody found a book in one of the walls of the old destroyed temple. After they went through it and examined it, they decided this is the Old Testament. And they confirmed that with the king, and eventually the conclusion was, yes, it is the Old Testament. And of course they copied it and they distributed it and they accepted it as the original Old Testament. But the question is, was that original Old Testament? Was things is changed in it? Was things that were not completely, you know, in the Old Testament and the new thing have been added to it? Because only there was one book left from the, all the Old Testament they had. Of course, as we've said many times, they didn't have any printing press then. You know, if you had, probably they had few volume of the Old Testament in the whole Israel. You know, if you somebody wanted the Old Testament, somebody had to write down, and in the wars and destruction they came to them, many of them were destroyed. And how many versions of the Old Testament were there? We know even Bible, they have been translated 27 times, and the meaning of the words each time changes a little bit when you translate. Because the people who translate it probably feel it needs updating, and some parts have to be explained more, so they change it a lot. So our argument is not that what they found wasn't the Old Testament. The argument is, was it the original Old Testament? A lot of things has been changed to it in it. As also that was God's wisdom, maybe, that happened the way it happened. Because very few people realize when God was promising Abram, those promises were for his child Ishmael. And then he changed his name to Abraham, and he promised then and for his child, this time was for Isaac. So, but in our teaching, of course, is clearly explained to humanity, yes, when God promised those promises to Abram, it was for Ishmael. And when he changed his name and promised Abraham, it was for Isaac. So he promised both of them will have the material possession and kingly spiritual or scepter. But was the promise given to Ishmael and Isaac were more clearer explained in the original Old Testament? It might have. Maybe in Old Testament, it clearly says, God said that I give these promises for Ishmael. And then he changes his name to Abraham, and he promises those promises and clearly says these promises are for Isaac. But the book they found and the Old Testament we have now, it doesn't have those clarity. But of course, that book was not completely worthless and wrong. So those parts that Christ quoted from the Isaiah is correct. You know, it was prophesied that he will come and he will be crucified and all that he said. But of course, there are many prophecies in the Old Testament. If it's talking about the last revelation, which will bring the kingdom of heaven on earth, and it is different than the revelation or the prophecies for Christ. You know, for example, somebody was quoting that the government will be in the shoulder. Christ never became a government. You can say that is for Prophet Muhammad, because yes, he did have a government and became the leader of a Muslim and lived like a king and a conqueror and all that. There are other prophecies that is absolutely related to this last revelation, and it is not related to Christ, as some people were saying. Christ was the Christ ben David, and this last revelation is going to be the Christ ben Adam. So it means that was only for the children of David, but this is for the children of Adam, which is whole humanity. And that has some truth in it. Christ came for the Jews, for the last tribe of children of Israel. He didn't come for the whole humanity. Of course, he released the whole grace to humanity, but he came mostly to gather together the people who were the last tribe of Israel. But this revelation is for all humanity. It wasn't revealed to me when I was in Iran. It revealed to me when I came to the West, and therefore it absolutely shows it doesn't have any cultural boundaries. You know, it's absolutely for the whole humanity, and of course, God created, you know, all the amenities and all the tools we need to preach these words to the earth. In the United States, they have all the technology and ability that is much cheaper and much more available and the best on earth. And now we can do that, you know, easily. So the as Isaiah and the things that Christ quoted from are correct. It was about the Old Testament, but they did find the book. It wasn't completely lost and forgotten. It was lost. Most of them were destroyed, but they did find the book in the wall of the old temple, and they accepted as the Old Testament. But of course, probably it was not the original Old Testament, but many things probably have been changed in it or lost on it. And also, a book has been in a wall for a long time. What kind of the shape was it? What kind of, how they could see the words clearly? Was it completely worn out because of the, you know, elements? And could they get all the words out of it? So we don't know that. But that's one thing for sure. It is a book that was in that wall for a long time, and even they weren't sure if that is really the Old Testament, and they have to confirm and eventually decide, yes, okay, we accept it as the book that Jewish people used to follow, or Hebrews used to follow. So it had some truth in it, and that's what Christ quoted from the Isaiah. I hope that answers your question. So the point is, you know, that book wasn't completely void of any truth, but it was not the perfect book that there is. The whole Old Testament, all the Old Testament they had was completely destroyed. They didn't have any when they came to the to Israel, came back to Israel. And of course, that book did have those prophecies of coming of Christ. And the coming of Christ, of course, didn't just happen because of those prophecies. Many prophets came before Christ came and foretold of coming of the Messiah, coming of a prophet, coming of a great, you know, manifestation to humanity. And when Christ came, of course, Jews had a lot of their own ideas. They had their own dogmas, their own expectation, just like many Christians are waiting for Christ to come this time from the sky, and he just like a star going from the west, east to the west, and suddenly come down, and all the humanity bow down in front of him, and that's it. He bring the kingdom of heaven on earth. And then you read in the Bible, it says he come as a thief of the night. How does that happen? You know, how could it be possible that he comes from the sky and everybody see him, and he will bring the kingdom of heaven on earth, and then he also come as a thief of the night? Some people see a contradiction between the two of them. But of course, again, in our teaching clears that for humanity, that, well, as it is predicted for the Kalki Avatar, Kalki Avatar will bring his kingdom or his revelation to earth in three consecutive reincarnation. So it comes once in the first incarnation, he comes like a thief of the night. He comes very quietly and just fine for how many people are there, 20 people here, and gather 20 people or couple of hundred people to see his vision clearly, and maybe next lifetime comes and again gather more people together, and then next lifetime he comes indeed as the truth and bring the truth to humanity. Cyber Spirit is asking a question. Cyber Spirit, you haven't been here for some time. The rule is, if you have a question, you ask it and you wait for the answer, and then you ask another question so we can flow better in the room. So let's take your first question. Is, isn't the second coming of Christ, or Christ consciousness awakening, coming with cloud through the veil? Well, that is a part of it, but not the whole thing. That awakening of consciousness are the people who see this vision clearly, and their consciousness will be awakened to the truth of God and the revelation and the unity of our religions. What is the Christ awakening of the Christ consciousness? What does that mean? If before this revelation, it just have a general meaning, really meaning nothing. Okay, you become like Christ. Everybody become like Christ. Of course, all of you will be crucified and put on the cross and died, because that was the where Christ consciousness took Christ. But if you mean thinking like Christ, being like Christ, and that is the eternal divine path that will make you egoless, make you to meditate, awaken your spiritual forces. You try to create communities of light. You sacrifice for it. That's what Christ did. You crucify the ego. That's correct. And then you surrender and submit to the will of God for you. And then you become universalist. Then it become you indeed are in the Christ consciousness. If you follow through these five steps, you have truly, not just imagining that you are going through or imagining you have reached it, but you truly reached it. You indeed will have the Christ consciousness, because that's what Christ did. Christ were willing to go through crucifixion for his own ideal. And your ideal is to bring the kingdom of heaven on earth, to follow eternal divine path, God's will. And in the process, of course, you will reach that consciousness. But if the idea is no revelation is going to come, no Messiah or no revealer, no teacher, no prophet is going to come, and each person are their own God and will find their consciousness, and they don't need scriptures and God and all that, those are wrong, is incorrect, and they are man-made again. That is made by those people who are intellectually, you know, strong, and they think they are God. Actually, that's exactly what happened to the Garden of Eden. Adam and Eve said, we are God, we don't need God. And God said, oh yeah, all right, sure, go ahead. The only thing I'm going to do, I take my grace from you and see what happened to it. And of course, New Ager for the last 50 years were talking about these things and see what happened to Earth. Is it got better? They have been meditating, peace come, and they got a rally of the peace, and many hundreds of thousands of people came together and say, okay, let's send peaceful energy to Earth and it's going to be peaceful. What do we have? Do we have any peace on Earth? You can see that the evidence is completely shows that is not the way to bring peace, and that's not based on the Word of God. That's, again, based on human understanding. It has some truth on it. I'm not saying it's absolutely void of any truth, but it is not the scriptural Word of God that He will send three revelation and three prophet, and each of them will bring a part of a truth until the seventh revelation comes, which put all of them together, and it will be shown to humanity how to bring the kingdom of heaven on earth and the peace. And this is where the New Agers have to recognize and realize and overcome their own understanding and come to realize God's understanding. We are not against gathering for peace. Actually, we have a collective or transmission meditation 5:30 in the morning Saturdays, and 5:30 in the afternoon again in Saturdays, that the people come and they meditate together to bring unity and peace and goodwill to man, and they bring in a greater degree the energy that is needed to help this mission to manifest. But that is only a part of it. The whole, that's what this mission is, the whole package. What you're saying have some truth, but it is not the explanation based on the God's word. Go ahead, follow up your question. So, will some awaken before others to assist humanity to wake up? Matthew, and except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Absolutely, that is the base of our teaching, actually. That is what we are calling for. That is what this mission is, having these conversations and reach out to humanity. We are calling the elects. Absolutely correct. And Matthew 24 is, and 22 is correct. And we are looking for those elects, and as the elect will come together and we create the facilitating body, and we meditate on the change of the consciousness of humanity, and as human go through this period of tribulation, eventually they will realize their way is not going to work and God's way will going to work, and the elects will shorten that destruction which is coming to humanity. Mark 13, again, you're going another questions there, let's see. And then shall be sent his angels, and shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from the outer. Yeah, exactly. These are the things that he's been teaching in the mission. Yes. Indeed, that, not only that checks, it is a lot of places in all the scriptures, not only in the Bible, not in the Old Testament, not in the New Testament, in Quran, in Bhagavad Gita, in all the religions of the world, they are talking from the elects, those who have been prepared themselves for the last 12,000 years, and when this revelation comes, they are ready for this revelation, and they will see it and clearly, and they will come and gather together. Okay, so if you read our teaching, Cyber Spirit, you will see clearly that these things are covered on the teaching, and that is actually our goal, to gather the elects, to call the elects together, to bring them to this mission, to create the facilitating body, and also have a great number of the supporter for those facilitating body. So there are actually three kinds of the people who come to the mission. Those who will come, they love the mission, they do nothing and they stay around and love it. Those who come to the mission and become the supporter of the mission, physically, mentally, spiritually, and they will be initiated, and they will support the mission in any way they could. And the third one is the ones who drop everything and they come and join the mission here in the Albuquerque area, and they become a part of the mission, and they are intelligent people who are good workers and want to do everything possible to get this mission done, and eventually they create the 24 elders, and they reach out to the whole earth, and this whole package together eventually work toward spreading this mission in every corner of the world. As I said in the beginning of the conversation today, you know, one of our brothers sent our materials to Australian government and parties there. Everybody should do that in their own country. So we have reached them. They have been told about this. We are done with them. It's between them and God. If they come and see the truth in what we do and say, then they can come and join us. If they don't, of course, we have done our work. But we are here to create this body from the elders so we can shorten that time. God is with us. God indeed is supporting this mission. The only thing is left actually is to gather these elects together and bring the kingdom of heaven on earth. If you have any other question, this is the time to type it. Of course, we are at the end of our time, and this is going to be the last question I will answer today. Revelation 10:7. But in the days of the wow, this is the this is the very famous verse that we use in the mission all the time, and that is the day of the seventh voice of the angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he had declared to his servants the prophets. And closing, okay, well, we don't believe in them. Yes, indeed, that in the verse 10:7 that you quoted, it clearly says that God will be a mystery until the seven angels or revealer come. The seven angels or revealer is the same as the lion of the tribe of Judah. Before the lion of the tribe of Judah comes, who will open the seven seals, God will be a mystery, and this is what this mission is all about. We have opened the seven seals and revealed it to humanity. It is done. Now God is no longer his mystery. The only thing is left for the elect to see this clearly and come together and bring the kingdom of God on earth. Of course, we do not follow Romans and Colossians, because they are not the word of Christ himself. That's mostly Paul and the disciples. We do not rely on the word of disciples. We rely only the word of the major manifestation. And therefore, we take the Revelation 10:7 as correct, but also we're not saying what the disciples say are completely incorrect. So there might be some truth in those verses also you said, but the point is that all the religions of the world are waiting for the final manifestation, and the elects are a great part of this equation. If we cannot get the elects come together and help and sacrifice and create comes of light and help and support and all that, it is not going to happen, but it will happen if it's not in this lifetime, in next lifetime, or the lifetime after that. Okay, again, I leave you all to God and think about this revelation. See the truth of these clearly and put your priority based on the Word of God. God, this revelation, this mission should be number one in all your lives. Everybody out there should put this first. Not your parents, not your wives, children, your home or anything, your job, but God and his revelation. This has to be first. The rest come after. Salam, everybody. Maybe see you next week.